الحمد لله رب العالمين، أصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله يرزقنا جميعا النية الحسنة. May Allah grant all of us the sincere intention. كنا أمس آخر يعني كنا تكلمنا في آخر حصة عن معاصي القلب. If you remember yesterday at the last session we talked about the sins of the heart. نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله اليوم من حيث وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped yesterday. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والمكر The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said, harming a Muslim deceptively. من معاصي القلب التي هي كبيرة من الكبائر المكر. Harming a Muslim deceptively is an enormous sin. جاء في حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: المكر والخداع في النار. رواه الترمذي. In the hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that the one who harms the Muslim deceptively deserves to be tortured by hellfire. لذلك قال العلماء: من مكر بمسلم فقد وقع في كبيرة من الكبائر. That's why the scholars said that the one who harms a Muslim deceptively is committing an enormous sin. ومعنى ذلك أن يسعى أن يوصل الضرر للمسلم بطريق خفي. What we mean by harming a Muslim deceptively is to harm the Muslim in a concealed manner. So if someone harms a Muslim in a concealed manner, then this person would be committing an enormous sin. قال المؤلف: وبغض الصحابة والآل والصالحين. The author said, hating the companions, the آل of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the righteous Muslims. من معاصي القلب بغض صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Among the sins of the heart is to hate the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من أبغض الصحابة كلهم فهو كافر. The one who hates all the companions, who hates them all, blasphemes by that. So it is blasphemy to hate all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man huwa al-sahabi? Al-sahabiyu, هو من لقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من اجتمع برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان على الإيمان ثم مات على ذلك. ولو حصل منه ردة بعد اجتماعه بالنبي مؤمنا وقبل الموت، يعني إذا اجتمع بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مؤمنا به ثم حصل منه ردة ثم رجع إلى الإسلام ومات على الإسلام، فهذا يعد من الصحابة. A companion, of the definition of a companion of the Prophet, is the one who met with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام even for a short time, even for few moments, while believing in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and then he died as a Muslim. So even if he apostatized after meeting the Prophet, but he returned to Al-Islam and he died as a Muslim, he is still considered a companion of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. إذن من لقي النبي وهو غير مسلم ثم مات بعد ذلك ثم أسلم بعد ذلك ولم يلقى النبي بعد إسلامه ومات على الإسلام، هذا لا يعد من الصحابة. So the one who met the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام when he was not Muslim, at the time when he met the Prophet, he was not a Muslim. But later, he embraced Islam. After embracing Islam, he did not meet with the Prophet. And he died as a Muslim. Such a person is not considered one of the companions of the Prophet, عليه الصلاة والسلام. لماذا لا يعد من الصحابة؟ لأنه عند لقائه بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان على الإيمان. Why he is not considered as one of the companions? Because when he met the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was not a believer. Although he became a Muslim later and he died as a Muslim. فَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ كُلَّ الصَّحَابَةِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The one who hates all the companions blasphemes by that. أَمَّا مَنْ أَبْغَضَ مِثْلَ أَبِي بَكْرَ أَوْ عُمَرَ أَوْ عُثْمَانَ أَوْ عَلِيَّ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي ذَنْبٍ عَظِيمٍ. Now, if someone hates a companion like Abu Bakr, having the status of similar to the status of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, or Ali, then he is committing an enormous sin. Allah. وَلَا يُكَفَّرُ بِذَلِكَ. And he is not considered as a blasphemer by doing that. في حياة سيدنا أبي بكر واحد شتمه سبه. أبو بكر ما اعتبره كافرا بذلك في خلافته. When Abu Bakr was a caliph, a person cursed him in his face. Abu Bakr did not consider this person as a blasphemer. He did not treat him as a blasphemer. ومنع أحدا أن يؤذيه حتى. One companion wanted to harm this person who cursed Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr prevented him from doing that. Subhanallah. كذلك في زمن سيدنا عثمان بعض الناس ذموه وشتموه بل وقتلوه رضي الله عنه. هؤلاء وقعوا في ذنب عظيم. During the time of Uthman, some people cursed him, dispraised him, and they killed him also. المسلمون ما اعتبروهم كفارا بذلك. The Muslims did not consider those who did this issue as blasphemers. They did not judge them as blasphemers because they cursed Uthman or killed him. أيضا في زمن سيدنا علي أناس عادوه وشتموه. Likewise, during the time of our Master Ali, some people, they showed enmity against him, they cursed him. أيضا المسلمون ما كفروهم بذلك. Likewise, the Muslims did not judge them as blasphemers because of that. الخلاصة أن من يسب مثل أبي من يكره مثل أبي بكر وعمر لا يكفر، أما كراهية كل الصحابة فهو كفر. In brief, hating like people like Abu Bakr and Umar is not blasphemy. Hating Abu Bakr, Umar or the like is not blasphemy. Hating all the companion is blasphemy. أما الآل فيراد بهم هنا أقارب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون وأزواجه. As for the آل of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what is meant by them here the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and his Muslim relatives. كذلك من معاصي القلب بغضهم. It is a sin to hate them. مثل بغض عائشة رضي الله عنها. هذا ذنب حرام. Like hating عائشة, the wife of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. It is a sin. الله. أما الصالحون فكما ذكرنا المراد بهم من أدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات. As for the righteous Muslims, as we mentioned, they are those who did the obligations and refrained from sins. بغضهم حرام. To hate them is a sin. إذا عاد الإنسان رجلا من الصالحين الأولياء فهذا ذنب عظيم. To show enmity to one of the righteous, pious Muslims, a wali, this is an enormous sin. كما جاء في الحديث من آذى من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. As it is narrated in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. واحد في زمن بني أمية كان مرة يشتم علي بن أبي طالب. At the time during the Umayyad rulership, a man was cursing علي, سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب. كان في المدينة. He was in المدينة في موضع يقال له أحجار الزيت. At a place which is called أحجار الزيت. كان راكبا على الدابة يشتم عليا يخطب في الناس بشتم علي. He was riding an animal and addressing the people by dispraising علي. واحد من أكابر الصحابة رأى الناس مجتمعين. One among the great companions saw the people gathered around this man. قال ما بال هذا. He asked, what's the matter with this person? What is he saying? Why the people are gathering? قيل له هذا رجل يشتم علي بن أبي طالب. The people told him, he is cursing علي, dispraising علي بن أبي طالب. هذا الصحابي اقترب منه. اسمه سعد بن أبي وقاص. This companion came close to this man. His name is سعد, سعد بن أبي وقاص. أحد العشرة المبشرين بالجنة. He is among the 10 companions to whom the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام gave the good news that they will enter paradise. قال له يا فلان على ما تشتم عليا. He told him, why are you despising علي؟ ألا تعرف أنه أول من أسلم؟ ألا تعرف أنه ختن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ابنته؟ ألا تعرف أنه صاحب راية رسول الله في غزواته؟ ألا تعرف ألا تعرف؟ صار يعدد من مناقب علي. ثم دعا الله رفع يديه فقال اللهم إن كان هذا الرجل يشتم وليا من أوليائك فلا تفرق هذا الجمع حتى تريهم قدرتك, يعني حتى يروا أثر قدرتك فيه, يعني حتى يعاقب. بعد أن أكمل كلامه ساخت قوائم الدابة بالرجل, وقع عنها, جاء رأسه على الحجر فانفلق فمات. This companion Sa'd, he came close to that man and he told him, why are you cursing Ali? Don't you know that he is the first one who embraced Islam? Don't you know that he was the husband of the Prophet's daughter? He was the Prophet's son-in-law. Don't you know that the Prophet used to give him his banner? Don't you know? He started mentioning Ali's merits. And then he said, oh Allah, if this man is cursing one wali, a person among the awliya, then before this gathering is before the gathering leaves, show the people the signs of your power, which means punish this man. Let them show a sign of punishment. Immediately after he finished this dua, the animal moved in a way that the man fell from it. His head hit a stone. It was split, and he died immediately. الذي يعادي أولياء الله تعالى ما أسرع ما تأتيه العقوبة في الدنيا غير الذي يستحقه في الآخرة. The one who shows enmity to the pious people, usually he is punished in this world, in this life, on top of what he deserves in the hereafter. قال المؤلف if Abu Bakr, Umar, if people like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Aisha and the like were harmed by other people, so what about other Muslims? One needs to be patient with that. It is something that one should expect, that as long as one lives, there would be people who would harm him or her unjustly. One needs to be patient and concentrate on what benefits the person in the hereafter. That's how one should react. No one among us can satisfy all the people. Everyone else. MashaAllah, who can? An-Nawawi, although he was famous, and at the time people respected him, there was a scholar, a knowledgeable person, who hated him. So he used always to talk about him, to harm him. And this man later died, as every one of us, as it will happen to every one of us. So he died later. An animal came, an animal similar to a cat. It came after he died, and it took the tongue. It cut off the tongue of the man, that man, and went away with it. Those are signs. The clever person benefits from those signs. لا يكون إلا ما شاء الله. قال المؤلف والبخل بما أوجب الله والشح والحرص. The author said, abstaining from paying some of what Allah made obligatory. In Arabic it is called al-bukhl. Abstaining from paying a lot or all of what Allah made obligatory. In Arabic it's called ash-shuh. Having a strong desire to be rich in a bad, sinful manner, which is called al-hirs. هذه المعاصي الثلاث منشأها تعلق القلب بالمال. those three sins originate from being very much attached to money. المعصية الأولى هي البخل، البخل بما أوجب الله تعالى، معناه أن يمتنع الإنسان عن دفع ما أوجب الله تعالى عليه دفعه. It means the first sin is called in Arabic al-bukhl. It means for one to abstain from paying what Allah made it an obligation upon him to pay. كأن يمتنع عن دفع الزكاة. Like not to pay a zakah. The obligated, the due zakah. أو يعني كأن يمتنع عن دفع الزكاة الواجبة عليه. وكأن يمتنع عن الإنفاق على أهله النفقة الواجبة. Like not to spend, not to support his wife, for example, the obligatory support. هذا يقال له بخل. This is called in Arabic بخل. منشأه تعلق القلب بالمال. It originates from being attached to money a lot. إذا زاد الإنسان في البخل يقال عنه شحيح، يكون موصوفا بالشح. الشح زيادة البخل. If someone gets worse in this issue, in Arabic we call this man شحيح. This attribute is called شح. مثلا لا يمتنع فقط عن الزكاة الواجبة بل وعن دفع النفقة الواجبة وغير ذلك. So he does not abstain only from paying the due zakah, for example. No, he abstains from supporting his wife, from supporting the children that it is an obligation upon him to support, from supporting his relatives, the obligatory support, from... So if he becomes much more attached to the worldly matters, to the money, then in Arabic such an attribute is called shuh. وقريب من ذلك الحرص. And close to that is a third attribute called الحرص. معناه أن يتعلق قلب الشخص بالمال فيجمعه بغرض فاسد. It means for one to be attached to money and to gather the money with a sinful goal, for a sinful goal. لا يهتم يجمع المال من حلال أو من حرام. He does not care gathering the money from حلال or حرام. He wants to gather money لأجل أن ينفقه فيما حرم الله, and with the purpose of spending it in a حرام matter. كأن يجمعه حتى يتكبر به على الناس. Like to gather the money with the goal, with the purpose of showing off. المال بحد ذاته أو المال نوعان, محمود ومذموم. There are two types of money. Good money and bad money. Money with good consequences and money with bad consequences. المال المحمود هو الذي يجمع من حلال ليصرف في الطاعة. The good money is the money that one gathers from a halal way to spend it in obedience. هذا ينتفع به الإنسان انتفاعا عظيما. If one does that, he benefits a lot from that. There is a big benefit in that. كما جاء في الحديث نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح. As it is narrated in the hadith, نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح, which means what a good thing for a pious man, a pious person, to have good money. What does that mean, good money? It means money gathered from a halal way with a good intention, to be spent in good ways. في الزمن الماضي وفي هذا الزمن بعض الأغنياء هكذا. In the past times and in our days, some rich people are like that. هم أتقياء وينفقون المال فيما ينفعهم في الآخرة. They are pious. They gather money to spend it in a way that benefits them in the hereafter. كان في المدينة رجل أيام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام غير مسلم, وله بئر, وكان المسلمون بحاجة إلى الشرب من هذه البئر, وهو كان يتعنت بهم لا يسهل لهم. During the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, there was a well in Al-Madina owned by a non-Muslim person. And this person, the people in Al-Madina were in need to drink from that well. That would make it much easier for them to use the water of that well. Did I say well? Of that well. This man did not treat them in a gentle way, did not facilitate that for them. And he owned it. So it was his. Sayyiduna Uthman arafa bilhal. Our master Uthman knew about the situation. He came to him and he offered him to buy half of it. جاء إلى هذا الرجل وعرض عليه أن يشتري نصف البئر. ذاك طلب سعرا عاليا. That man asked for a very high price. سيدنا عثمان دفع له ما أراد. Our master عثمان paid him the amount that he asked for. اشترى منه نصف البئر. He bought half of the well from him. So he became his partner in half in that well. لما صار شريكه في البئر أباح حصته للمسلمين يأخذون ما أرادوا من غير مقابل. When he became his partner, our master Uthman told the Muslims, take whatever you want with nothing in return. Whatever amount of money, of water, you take it from my share. With no, you don't need to pay anything for that. ذاك الرجل لما رأى هذا باعه النصف الثاني. That man, when he saw that, he cannot, that's the situation. Then he offered to sell our master Uthman the other half of the well. هذا ما هذا مثال عن كيف يصرف المال في مواضع فيها نفع. This is an example how one would spend the money in a beneficial way, to benefit others in a rewardable way. مثل أن يحسن الشخص إلى أقاربه, like for one to take care of his relatives who are in need, his needy relatives. مثل أن يحسن إلى الفقراء, like to help the needy people. مثل أن يساعد في نشر الدين, like to help in spreading Islam. مثل أن يساعد في تعليم الشرع, like to help in teaching the knowledge of the religion with one's money, etc. بعض الناس المال عندهم وسيلة للثواب, وبعض الناس المال عندهم وسيلة للإثم والعياذ بالله. Some people, they money for them is only a mean to get reward, and other people money for them is a mean to be sinful, to acquire sins. بعض مشايخ شيخنا شيخ محمد عبد السلام رحمه الله تعالى كان إذا معه مال لا يرتاح حتى ينفقه, عندما ينفقه كله يرتاح. One of the sheikhs of our sheikh, يعني one of Sheikh Abdullah's Sheikh, his name was Muhammad Abdul Salam. Muhammad Abdul Salam, whenever he had money, he would not feel relaxed at all until he spends all of it. Then he would feel relaxed. Okay, now I don't have money, I'm relaxed. Some people, you know, it's the opposite for them. If they do not have money, then they are not relaxed. أخبرنا شيخ عن رجل شيخ مشهور اسمه الشيخ عمر علي. شيخ عبد الله told us about a شيخ with whom he met long time ago. He died, rahimahullah. His name was Umar Ali in Ethiopia. قال هذا الرجل كان في رمضان لا يأكل إلا مقلوة الذرة والبن. كل رمضان هذا الذي يأكله, لا يأكل شيئا آخر. He said during the month of Ramadan, this sheikh, all what he would take is corn, fried corn, and drinking coffee. That's it. The whole month of Ramadan, that was all what he ate. قال لما لقيته قال لي الآن صار لي 20 سنة, منذ 20 سنة أنا أصلي الصبح بوضوء العشاء. When Sheikh Abdullah met him, he told Sheikh Abdullah, since 20 years up till now, always I pray الصبح with the wudu that I make for العشاء, which means he does not sleep the whole night. He spends the night praying, making dhikr, reciting Al-Quran, always. كان ينام في النهار وقتا قليلا. He used to sleep a little bit during the day. That's all. وكان كريما جدا. He was very generous. كان إذا أتاه الفقير يطلب مالا لا يرده من غير أن يعطيه. If a poor man came to him to asking for money, he would not let him go without giving him something. حتى مرة ما كان عنده شيء. One time he didn't have anything. كان راكبا على الدابة. He was riding an animal. فأعطاه الدابة التي كان راكبا عليها. He gave him the animal that he rode, because he didn't have anything else to give him. وكان حتى إن من شدة كرمه جوده مرة اتفقت زوجاته فيما بينهن. قلنا له إما أن تتوقف عن هذا أو نحن الأربعة نتركك. نذهب عنك. He was so generous to a point that one time his wives, they agreed together and came to him. He was married 4 wives. So they came to him and they told him, either you leave out what you are doing or else we will leave you, all of us. He did not leave out what he was doing. MashaAllah. طيب. قال المؤلف في الماضي كان عبد الله بن المبارك من هؤلاء. In the past, عبد الله بن المبارك, the great Imam عبد الله بن المبارك, was like that. كان له مال يتجر به. He was wealthy. He had a trade. آخر السنة كان يأخذ الربح كله, كل الربح, فيوزعه على رجال صالحين هنا وهنا 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 في أنحاء بلاد المسلمين, على مشايخ من أهل العلم صالحين يوزعه عليهم. عبد الله بن المبارك had a trade, and every year at the end of the year, all the profit, he would not take anything to him from it. Rather, he used to distribute it to among pious scholars who lived in the different areas of the Islamic countries. Here and there, he would send to them money so they do not need anyone, and they continue teaching the religion. That's what is meant by the hadith of the Prophet, نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح. قال المؤلف والاستهانة بما عظم الله والتصغير لما عظم الله من طاعة أو معصية أو قرآن أو علم أو جنة أو نار. The author said, breaching the rules of glorification regarding what Allah made glorified, belittling what Allah rendered great in status and consequence, be it obedience, disobedience, the Quran, Islamic knowledge, paradise, or hellfire. من معاصي القلب عدم المبالاة, ألا يبالي الشخص في قلبه بشيء عظمه الله تبارك وتعالى. بأمر بين ربنا عز وجل أنه أمر عظيم. Among the sins of the heart is for one to be careless about something that Allah stated that it is a great thing or it has big consequence, severe consequence. كأن يحتقر شخص الجنة, like for someone to detest paradise. بعض المنتسبين إلى التصوف والتصوف منهم بريء, هم دجالون. إذا تكلم أحدهم عن الجنة يقول هذه لعبة الصبيان الجنة, على زعمهم قلوبهم معلقة, هم ليست قلوبهم معلقة بالجنة, لكن يحتقرون الجنة, يقولون لعبة الصبيان هذه. هذا كفر. Some people who claim to be Sufis while truly they are swindlers, when they talk about paradise they say, well, this is a toy for little children, or a similar statement. They mean by that, what they want to say by that, we have a status which is higher than other people. Other people care about paradise, hellfire. For us, paradise does not mean anything. It is a toy for children, like a toy for children. We are better than others. This is why they say it. And this is blasphemy, because it is belittling what Allah Ta'ala told us that it has a great status. Allah told us that paradise has a great status. So belittling it is belying Al-Quran. نعم هي صدقت. As كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, فإن الجنة لا خطر لها, ليس هناك ما يساويها في منزلتها في الدنيا. As the Prophet said in the hadith, فإن الجنة لا خطر لها, which means there is nothing in this worldly in this world that is that has the status of paradise. That is, everything that we see here has of the worldly matters has a much lower status. وبعضهم بعض المنتسبين إلى التصوف يقولون جهنم مستشفى, ليست مكان عقاب. Likewise, some people who claim to be Sufis and truly they are swindlers, they say hellfire is a place of is like a hospital, it's not a place for punishment. ينكرون أن هناك عذابا في جهنم. They deny the torture of hellfire. هذا حتى يسهلوا على أنفسهم وعلى أتباعهم أمر المعصية. Really they do that to commit easily sins and to make it easy for those who follow them. To tell those who follow them, it's okay, just stay with us, we will give you enlightenment, and you do whatever you want to do. Hellfire is like a hospital, whatever you do, you are not going to be tortured in hellfire. هذا أيضا كفر, لأنه تكذيب للقرآن. This is also blasphemy. because by this they are belying Al-Quran. لأن الله بين في القرآن أن عذاب جهنم شديد. Because Allah told us that in Al-Quran that the torture of hellfire is a severe torture. يوجد واحد من هؤلاء كان يعيش في دمشق في سوريا مات. كان يقول هكذا جهنم مستشفى. ما زال له أتباع. One of those lived in Syria long time ago in Damascus. He died long time ago. He used to say, hellfire is a hospital. Still there are people who, some people followed him and they still exist in Damascus. كان يقول الأنبياء ما قتل أحد منهم. He used to say, no one among the prophets was killed. الأنبياء لا يتأذون. He used to say, the prophets do not get harmed. مع أن الله أخبر في القرآن أن من الأنبياء من قتل. Although it is mentioned in Al-Quran that some prophets were killed by the blasphemers. أليس يحيى قتل عليه السلام وزكريا قتل. Prophet Prophet John was killed. His head was cut off. And his father also was a prophet and was killed. Prophet Zakaria. And other than on other prophets, they were killed. MashaAllah, who can? ولذلك لأجل ما ذكرناه لا يجوز أن يقال إذا عمل واحد معصية معليش. And this is why if someone commits a sin, it is not permissible to say it's okay. No, it is not okay to do a sin. الذي يفهم يعرف أن معنى معليش لا بأس ويقول ذلك يكون كذب الشريعة. The one who knows that, who understands from saying it is okay, that there is no harm in doing that, would be belying the rules of the religion, would be committing blasphemy, belying the Prophet by saying it's okay, there is no harm in that. If he understands from that there is no harm in doing that, then he would be belying the rules of the religion. Because Allah told us that there are bad consequences for sinning. And this person, as if he's saying, no. It is not the case. ومثل ذلك الاستخفاف بالقرآن. Likewise, belittling Al-Quran. بعض المنتسبين إلى الطريقة التجانية يقولون كلاما خبيثا. يقولون شيخنا قال واحد منهم في الحبشة قال مرة لبعض الناس لماذا أنتم مشغولون, لماذا تحملون هذا الرغيف الثقيل, هذا الرغيف السميك بلغته. قال ذلك نحن نشتغل بصلاة الفاتح. أحسن، يعني بذلك القرآن. الرغيف الثقيل يعني به القرآن، هذا استخفاف بكتاب الله تعالى وهو كفر. Our Sheikh told us that in Ethiopia, a man claiming to follow the Tijani Tariqa told some people, one day he told some people, why do you carry this thick this thick loaf? He meant by that Al-Quran. He was belittling Al-Quran. He said, we have Salatul Fatih. Salatul Fatih is a statement, a short statement that contains Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he was saying that, why don't you do like us? We don't care about Al-Quran. We say this type of Salah ala Nabi, and it is better than reciting Al-Quran. قال هذه صلاة الفاتح تعدل 6,000 ختمة من القرآن. He said, saying this type of صلاة الفاتح, which is a brief statement of الصلاة على النبي, he said, this is equal to reciting the whole Quran 6,000 times. This is blasphemy. Because by this, he was belittling Al-Quran. And be aware of those people called Tijanis. The man who founded this tariqah called At-Tijaniyya is called Abu al-Abbas At-Tijani. He was in Morocco. Maybe he did not say what his followers nowadays say. Maybe he was a pious person, but later they perverted his sayings. But now, regardless of his status, of his situation, nowadays the people who claim to be Tijanis, if not all of them, then most of them are not following the rules of the religion and the teachings of the religion. They have very bad claims. They say very bad things. Basically, they are spread in Africa, Morocco, Senegal, a little bit in Mauritania, in Sudan, and in the western part of Ethiopia, Nigeria also. So they are spread in those countries. They are called Tijaniyya. Be aware of them. They say if someone takes a tariqa from one of our sheikhs, he becomes better than al-qutub from other than us. Yani better from a very high pious person if that person is not Tijani. This belies Al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, which means the best to Allah, the best among you is the most pious among you. This is the criterion. It is not to take a tariqa tijaniya or even a rifa'iyya, al-qadiriyya, al-naqshab. This is not the case. They don't say that. They go against the saying of Al-Quran. They say if someone, once he takes a tariqa, he becomes better than others, regardless of the degree of the other Muslims. This is blasphemy. So be careful, be aware of them. Some among them said that some sheikhs said that Abu al-Abbas al-Tijani, the founder of this tariqah, was not like that. They said when France occupied Morocco, the Moroccan were, were standing against the French occupation. And they wanted independence. So some people came to some French leaders and told them there is a widespread tariqah here called At-Tijaniya. Let's print the books of the sheikh. And at the time, you know, at the time in Morocco, there was not, widespread printing. So they said, let's print the books of the sheikh after perverting some areas in those books. Those followers, surely there would be among them people who are not knowledgeable. They will take the sayings of their sheikh and follow them after being perverted. And by this, they have become a split, dividing between the Moroccans, and that will help you to control better the area, and maybe you will gain supporters from among them. And this is what they did. And it's, if this was true, then it worked, because the Tijanis became strong supporters of the French occupation at the time there. Regardless of the origin of the issue, what they say goes against Al-Quran. So be warned about that. One of Sheikh Abdullah's sheikhs, he was a very pious person. Always he warned against the Tijanis. Always, always. He had a very strong stand against them. And one day he saw in his dream the Sheikh, Sheikh Abu al-Abbas Tijani, the one who founded this tariqah. He saw him praying towards Al-Qibla in a good shape. Praying towards Al-Qibla. So after that, he stopped talking about Sheikh Abu al-Abbas. He stopped criticizing him. He criticized his followers, what they say, but after that, he stopped talking about him. He said, well, maybe he did not say those words. Maybe some people lied about him. So he stopped. Anyway, those statements are against the religion. So be warned. ومثل ذلك ما كان يفعله الحلاج. A similar thing is what Al-Hallaj used to do. Al-Hallaj lived more than 1,000 years ago, more than 1,100 years ago. أيضا هذا كان فاسدا. يوما كان واحد من علماء مكة وصلحائها المشهورين والصوفية الكبار في مكة اسمه عمرو بن عثمان المكي حسن الظن به. This person, Al-Hallaj, when he came to Mecca, Remember this name. Some people, they use it nowadays. So remember this name, Al-Hallaj. They use his statement, the bad statements that he said. So this man, Al-Hallaj, one day came to Mecca. In Mecca, there was a very big scholar, big Sufi, big scholar, very pious person, called Amr ibn Uthman. Amr, his name was Amr, the son of Uthman. كان شيخ مكة في وقته. He was the Shaykh of Mecca at the time. He thought in a good way about Al-Hallaj, because Al-Hallaj acted apparently in a good way. ثم سعى له عمرو بن عثمان حتى زوجه إنسان ابنته. This Shaykh عمرو بن عثمان, he talked with a person. That person gave his daughter in marriage to Al-Hallaj. ثم يوما مر به فوجده مشغولا. قال له أنت مشغول بأيش. One day he passed by him. He found him busy with papers with him, etc. He said, what are you doing? قال أنا أعمل شيئا أعارض به القرآن. يعني مثل القرآن. أؤلف شيئا يكون مثل القرآن. He said, I'm authoring something that would be like Al-Quran. لما سمع منه هذا بعد ذلك صار يحذر منه تحذيرا بليغا. When he heard that, he started warning against him. لأن هذا كفر, because this is blasphemy, you know. وكان يتتبعه, and he used to follow. If he knew that Al-Hallaj went to a place, he would send a letter to the people at that place. Be warned against this man. I heard this and this from him. Don't let him trick you. كان يتتبعه ويرسل رسائل بالتحذير منه. إذا ذهب إلى بلد يرسل رسالة, انتبهوا من فلان, سمعت منه كذا, لا يخدعنكم. Saying such a statement is belittling Al-Quran. إذا قيل مثل هذا, هذا استخفاف بالقرآن, تكذيب. It is belying Al-Quran. هذا الرجل كان محتالا. This man Al-Hallaj was a swindler. مرة اتفق مع واحد قال له تسبقني إلى البلدة الفلانية وتظهر أنك أعمى لا ترى كسيح لا تمشي. One time he agreed with another person. He told him, you go before me to such and such town far away from where they live. And when you go to that town, you pretend to be blind and crippled. You cannot walk. ذاك الرجل فعل هذا. This man did that. قال خذوني إلى المسجد, حملوني إلى المسجد. He told the people, take me to the masjid. They took him. فكان يقضي وقته في المسجد. He spent all his time in the masjid. في الظاهر يصلي هكذا. Apparently praying, etc. To bluff the people. ثم يوما قال لهم إذا جاء شخص إلى بلدكم صفاته كذا وكذا وكذا فأعلموني. وصف لهم الحلاج. Then he told them, if one day a man comes to your town with these attributes, he described Al-Hallaj, his partner, to them. Tell me, let me know. قال لأنني رأيت في الرؤيا أنني أشفى على يده. He said, because I saw in my dream that I will be cured by him. بعد مدة, جاء الحلاج. After a long time, الحلاج, he came as they agreed together. He came to that town. فجاءوا إليه قالوا جاء الرجل الذي وصفته. They came to him. They said, well, this man that you described, we have a visitor that looks like him. قال إيتوا به دعوه. جاء إلى المسجد. So he told them, let him come to the masjid. He came. قال له أدعو لي. He told him, make dua for me. فتظاهر الحلاج أنه يدعو ومسح على وجهه وعلى رجله. فقام الرجل وفتح عينيه. حلاج came, he told him, make dua for me. He made dua. He put his hand on his face. He wiped his face. He wiped his feet. And the man stood up and opened his eyes. He wasn't, anyway, he was okay. He wasn't sick. فتعلق الناس بالحلاج. So the people regarded highly الحلاج as a consequence. بعد مدة قال لهم أنا أريد أن أرحل أترك البلد أتابع سفري. After a while he told them, I want to continue my travel. You are keeping me in your town. I want to keep going. قالوا لماذا تبقى عندنا نحن نعطيك مالا نعطيك بيتا نفعل نفعل. They told him, why do you, don't leave us, remain in our town. According to them, they want his blessings. We'll give you money, we'll give you this and that. جمعوا له مالا كثيرا. They gathered a lot of money for him. قالوا تبني به بيتا تفعل تفعل. They told him, you build a house, you get married, stay with us. أخذ المال وهرب في الليل هو وشريكه. He took the money and at night he ran away with his partner. So this is one of the Hallaj story. This is Hallaj. Some people nowadays, and he said very ugly words. He said about himself that he is God, etc. So some people nowadays, they claim that he was a Sufi, and they use these words, these bad words, to pervert the religion. So be aware of that. If you hear the name Al-Hallaj or Al-Husayn ibn Mansur, his name was Husayn. His father's name was Mansur. He was famous by Al-Hallaj. Be warned against him. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here. الله أعلم. If you have any questions, go ahead. إن كان لكم سؤال تفضل. أي حاجة. مثلا شخص كان عنده لو فرضنا طيب واحد كان عنده سيارة أو آلة تعجبه, واحد حسده, عمل بمقتضى ذلك أفسدها عليه, خربها. هذا يكون عمل بمقتضاه. أو قال لواحد أن يخربها, أو وشى عليه بوشاية كاذبة عند ذي سلطان حتى يؤذيه, أو نحو ذلك فيفقد تلك النعمة. If someone has, let's say, a car, another person envies him, and out of that he spoils his car, he damages the car. This is what we meant when we said yesterday, and to act accordingly. Acting accordingly, that is saying something or doing something to carry out the envy, to deprive the person from the endowment. This is what we meant by that. Didn't you read Kalila wa Dimna? It's all about that. Yani the basics, its basic story is about that. Does this word okay means in English? We mean in English? If this is what the person understands, then he is judged according to what he thinks it means in the language. If he thinks that this is what it means, then he would be judged according to that. That is, he wouldn't be considered a blasphemer by that. If he believes that this is what it means in the language. Even if he's wrong, but he is not judged as a blasphemer. Come on. Abu Bakr himself did not consider it kufr. I think he knows more than us and them. He doesn't blaspheme by that. If someone says that Al-Hallaj was out of his mind when he said he was insane or in a similar situation, he did not say it intentionally. He was not sane when he said this statement that I'm God, and that's why they do not judge him as a blasphemer, then what can we say? This is what they believe. But this is not the case. This man, he was very well seen in doing what he was doing. The scholars that tried him, they used to discuss issues with him and he used to respond. He wasn't he didn't say, I don't know what you are talking about. I don't remember that I ever said that. He never said that. He was defending his positions. So, some very few Sufis thought that he was like that. Even some famous ones, very few but famous. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani thought that Al-Hallaj was insane when he said what he said. But that's what al-Jilani believed, it wasn't the case. Other people knew more than him about the situation. People other than al-Jilani knew more about Al-Hallaj and the situation more than him. Al-Junaid and others. Yeah. Can you raise your voice a little bit? Those stories? Well, many, many people in several books, many scholars with their chains, etc. Do you want one? Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi in Tariq Baghdad. And others also. This story about Amr ibn Uthman al-Makki, this story is narrated by Al-Qushayri. If this is what you meant, This is narrated by Al-Qushayri, not by Al-Khatib. This story, when he was authoring something, this is narrated by Al-Qushayri in his book Ar-Risala. Al-Khatib narrated it. Khatib al-Baghdadi. He was famous by this. His name was Hussein. His name originally is Hussein. His father's name was Mansur. Wafiq. But he was famous by Al-Hallaj. By this title, Al-Hallaj. What's the judgment of a person? The person who curses Abu Bakr, Umar, who hates all the companions, the four of them, he is committing an enormous sin. La ilaha illallah. When the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was sick, shortly before he died, he could not stand as Imam in the prayers. He could not get out from his room to the masjid to pray as Imam. He told some people, he said, let Abu Bakr lead the people in the prayer. Abu Bakr's daughter, Aisha, radiyallahu anha, she did not want that her father stands in the Prophet's place, so the people wouldn't look, she was worried that some people might take it as a bad sign pertaining to her father. So she told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, let someone else, she told someone else to tell the Prophet, what do you think if someone else leads the prayer? Because Abu Bakr, when he prays, he cries and the people, they do not understand very well what he is reciting. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was, moved. I don't want to say angry by that. He was displeased by this request. And he told them that this does not comply. This is not what Allah ordered. So Abu Bakr prayed as an imam. Umar رضي الله عنه, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام praised him very highly. He said, if you go in one way, the devil would go to in another way. The devil would run away from you. Uthman, after he did some things, among them was the issue of the 12 that I told you. The Prophet said, whatever Uthman does after that, in the hereafter, he's safe. The Prophet gave him his daughter in marriage, Ruqayya. And after she died, he gave Uthman in marriage his other daughter, Kulthum. He and the Prophet's daughter, they left Al-Hijaz, they left Mecca and they immigrated when many Muslims immigrated to save the faith and the religion, to parts of Ethiopia, to Ethiopia, northern Ethiopia. Ali was the Prophet gave him his daughter in marriage. Those people never sought the worldly matters. They were very steadfast to the religion. They were very fair. They were very pious, very knowledgeable. Why would anyone curse them? And with what would anyone curse them? Subhanallah. With what? Sayyiduna Umar, when he was a ruler, the Muslim state, the Islamic state, was spread from Morocco up till the parts of the ex-Soviet Union, close to China. The Muslim state was, the Islamic state was very wide, and he was the ruler of all of that. He used to sit among the people with his dress having patches. With his dress having patches. And because he could not work, because he was busy taking care of all this state, so he asked the Muslims, what would someone, a regular person among you, if that person has a family like mine, what would he eat, etc.? What would be his needs? And they told him, those are the needs. So this is what he used to take, just to fulfill the needs of his family, as a regular person, like a regular person. Why would someone curse any of those, of these people? Allah, Allah. طيب, inshallah, we'll meet again at 12:30. Barakallahu feekum. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم